Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Avoiding Idle Talk. Idle or empty talk contains no remembrance of Allah, nor is it aimed at His approval. Thus, precious time is lost that should be spent engaging in good deeds for the hereafter. It is among the strategies of Satan to hinder man from remembering Allah, from seeing the countless signs and miracles of Allah surrounding him, and from reflecting upon the purpose of life. For example, the subjects that keep common people busy are sports, recipes, the problems of child raising, and so forth. Exchange rates, the stock exchange, and other subjects related to commerce and economy occupy the minds of people involved in business. Another sector of society who call themselves intellectuals and who want to show themselves off as cultured indulge in prolonged dialogues, thinking that they have solved great difficulties, but which generally bring no benefit to society. One frequently sees of this in open forums held on television. Participants discuss a particular issue for hours, only to be recognized for their knowledge and to impress others. There are people who take such forums as an opportunity to attack religion and reveal their aversion to truth. Allah describes these attitudes in the Quran. But there are some people who trade in distracting tales to misguide people from Allah's way, knowing nothing about it and to make a mockery of it. Such people will have a humiliating punishment. While indulging in worthless talk is a characteristic of unbelievers, avoidance of it is a quality of believers. When they hear worthless talk, they turn away from it and say, "We have our actions and you have your actions. Peace be upon you. We do not desire the company of the ignorant." A believer must always avoid ignorance, unbecoming manners, and blameworthy speech. The absence in paradise of any offensive speech is described among its blessings. Gardens of Eden, which the All-Merciful has promised to his slaves, is in the unseen. His promise is always kept. They will not hear any prattling there. Nothing but peace. They will receive their provision there morning and night.
www.harunyahya.com